Hi there, Christian Family Church Small Group Leadership. Today, we are privileged to be sitting with leaders here in the church on our CFC Leadership Podcast. And collectively here, we have over 100 years of leadership experience. And so we really just wanted to speak to you as the leadership in the church about some experiences we've had and things that have really helped us and shaped our lives in leadership. And we believe that the same will apply to you as we go on this journey. So today, obviously, I have Dr. Johnny. Yeah, he's the church COO. I have Pastor Jenny. She's our financial director. On my right is Clive. He looks after all our weekend services and media, and he's part of the management team with us, and obviously myself, the Grow Director at Christian Family Church. And so, you know, on our journey, everybody, I've learned so many wonderful things about leadership as I've gone on this journey. So many people have mentored me on my journey. I'm mentored, obviously, a lot by Pastor Johnny as well on my walk. And I learned so much from my colleagues as well, because we must never get to a place where we feel we know it all. You know, John Maxwell has an amazing statement. He says, when you stop learning, you stop leading. So we've always got to be open to things that we can learn on our journey, which will help us to be more effective leaders. And I know just recently we've had an amazing experience and gone on a journey on a curriculum or a book called Extreme Ownership. And I would really recommend to everybody, if you don't have a book like this, you want to get this book, as I've mentioned earlier on, because it really is a phenomenal read to help you in leadership. And there's a lot that can be extracted from it. And I just want to put one thing out on the table and then obviously open it up to everybody to speak about. But again, John Maxwell says this. He makes a statement. He says, in our lives, we're either plus or minuses. In other words, we're either adding to people or we're taking away. We're adding value or we're taking away. And for me, one of the greatest things as a leader is to add value to people in whatever area we can. So I try and do that in whatever opportunity I get to add value to others. And so I just wanted to know, what do you feel about leadership? And how do you feel leadership makes a difference in people's lives? And how does it add value to you and to others? Maybe Dr. Johnny?
Well, thank you, Pastor Greg and everybody here. Great to be with our leaders tonight. What an amazing honor and a privilege to share this with you. And you know, I really believe the Lord has put one or two things in my heart that I would really like to share. And just one thing, and this is from John Maxwell's book called Leadership. And with that word, let me start the conversation by saying, first of all, we need to shift our leadership. We live in a world where things are shifting, where things are changing. In actual fact, things are no longer even the same in the leadership environment. They're not the same what they were 10 years ago or even 5 years ago. Things are changing dramatically. People are changing. Markets are changing. Churches are changing. The leadership in the church is changing. And if you think it is just like it used to be in the old days, where I would come to church, I would pick up a baton and maybe serve and or do this or do that, that has changed. Completely.
That's right.
And so I love what John Maxwell says. So the first leadership point for me perhaps is this statement. Listen to this. It says, you cannot be the same, think the same, act the same, if you hope to be successful in a world that does not remain the same. Isn't that amazing? And I think so often now, the mistake that we as leaders can make is that we want to be the same. We still want to do it our way, the same way, but the world is changing, and then we become frustrated and we don't know, hey, why is this happening? And so I thought this was just so amazing to me to realize that the world in which I'm living in has changed. And if I'm not going to change, it's going to be a challenge.
That's so powerful, Pastor Johnny.
So good.
But isn't that so relevant for the church today?
Yeah.
I mean, even more so for the church.
And I mean, our people, which brings me to my second point, and our people, the leaders, knowingly or not knowing this, they are perhaps running away from that responsibility or thinking the church just wants to give them more work. And it's not that. Listen to this statement, and I got this one as well. I'd just like to quote this one. This is by John Maxwell, by the law of influence. It says, the true measure of leadership is influencing. And that is exactly what we are supposed to do, family. We are leading. Yes, we are leading in a different world, different terms, different conditions, different principles, different everything, guys. We have to lead differently. You cannot do it the same you did it 2 years ago. It's different. You've got to be able to adapt. So the true measure of leadership is influence. Nothing more, nothing less. So that means we have to walk around and influence the whole time. So it's not about the guy who's shouting the odds,
yes,
who's calling the shots.
Yeah.
It's the guy that is influencing other people so that they see what is happening, and then they adopt that influence, and so they again influence other people in
what they do. Great, Dr. Johnny. That is so true. And I'd like to ask Clive. I mean, he's the youngest member of our management team, but he relates to a whole different world, different age group.
Exactly.
So I'd like to ask you, Clive. I mean, how does that work in your age group and with people that you've influenced?
Yes.
And what
yes.
do you feel about that?
Well, you know, Pastor Greg, for you know, people like myself in this sort of 25 to 35 age range, we've been told to go out and to get it. Meaning we do everything to build our own platforms, our own social media, perhaps our own whatever it is. And we've been told that's what your goal should be. You just build yourself, build yourself, build yourself. But Jack Walsh actually said that before leadership, your whole focus is about growing yourself. But once you become a leader, your focus becomes growing other people.
And
I'm sure everybody that's sitting here watching this right now knows that, hey, I'm a leader, but it's not all about me. It's all about the next person. And so if it requires, perhaps, that the church says, hey, I believe that this is the direction we're going in as small group leaders, I'm going to go in that direction because I know that the church is investing in me so that I can invest in other people.
Yeah. That's good.
Because that's the whole goal. Yeah. The whole goal isn't for me to grow myself. My goal is to grow other people.
Yes.
And Pastor Greg, yourself, Pastor Jenny, Dr. Johnny, you've been in ministry for so long where you've seen people come in and they had no ambitions. Mm. They had absolutely no sort of self-confidence in anything. And I know that your greatest pleasure is seeing that person, whether they stay on staff or leave, go out and become successful as a result of everything they've learned Family Church. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful that I'm part of a church where being a leader doesn't mean I get to sit like a bump on a log.
Yes.
It means the church is going to do everything they can to invest into me so that I can then invest into other people.
Yeah.
And that's why for me, I love the fact that as we gather today, even in this leaders meeting today, that's what this is all about. It's really about equipping ourselves so that we can go out and equip other people.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Now, thanks for that, Clive. That really is true. And it's so awesome to hear that from you because you are right.
Mm.
Yeah, in a world, there's so much self. Let me be the best and how many likes and how many followers and that type of thing. So it's great to hear that from you. And obviously, because you influence people in that age bracket that you're in, which is great. I'd like to chat to you, Pastor Jenny. You're a woman in ministry, woman in leadership. And so really love to hear what you have to say from a woman's perspective, you know, hearing from the guys. But it's really wonderful to hear your experiences and what you can share from a leadership point of view.
I think a woman in leadership, we tend to have slightly different way that we look at things. And I think that's always a good thing because we do look at it sort of from a detail to a big picture where guys tend to think of it the other way. But the guys think I'm one of the guys, so that's a good thing. I kind of really want to bounce off with both Pastor Johnny and Clive have just said, because, you know, at the end of the day, there is so much change. And the place to start changing is within. And it's not because of anything that we pretty much, if we can't change ourselves, we can't change anybody else. That's pretty much the way it is. And I think as women, we always tend to think of things emotionally. And that can be difficult in leadership because we either tend to undercorrect or overcorrect. So we get emotional and we react to things that are really not at all personal, but we take it personally. And that can be difficult because we become intimidated. You know, so my group is coming, but, you know, I've got very strong leaders there and they're just going to shut me down. And am I going to be able to lead them? And, you know, all we have to do is influence.
Right.
And in actual fact, the great benefit that we have as women is that we've got this mother caring influence that we can give that is more, is easier for us to do than for men to do. Yeah. But I think as well, is that something that I just want to say as a caution. You know, I was watching a thing on TV the other day where there was this massive concert and all these like really superhero performers. And what they did is at the door of the stage, they had this notice that said, "Leave your ego outside."
Sure.
Isn't that powerful?
That's very powerful.
I just thought, oh my word, you know, if we go into every situation, and that could mean as a woman that maybe we undercorrect, maybe we overcorrect, where we become too bossy, too, you know, take over and don't allow anybody else to grow, that we just stop and say, leave the ego behind. I'm here to love and to influence.
That's a powerful, Pastor Jenny. You know, one of the statements in this book of Extreme Ownership talks about one of the greatest characteristics of leadership is humility.
Yeah,
right.
Yes. And check the ego. Mm. Yeah. And so as a woman in ministry and a woman in leadership, so often in the church world, and maybe this is a bit of a sensitive point, is that women are always seen to be, you can't speak. You can't lead. Right. You got to sit back. And we know that's not the case here in Christian Family Church. So coming from a woman in ministry leading, and you've done such a great job in leadership and led so many, influenced so many people, I'd really like to encourage the ladies who are leading in the church, all the group leaders out there that are women. Really, you're doing the right thing.
Hey, because they're the majority.
Yeah. They are.
They're the majority.
But really, Pastor Jen, just encourage them because they are where that God needs them to be. You know, in spite of what other church circles might say about women leadership, it's not so Christian Family Church.
Yeah. That's true.
You know, how do you feel about that?
Well, you know, for me, that is such a great, great thought, because if you think about it, you know, Jesus had so many women supporting his ministry, even financially. Businesswoman that he depended on, that he relied on. I mean, if you even look at the book of Acts and you just have a look at even the Apostle Paul, how many women, businesswoman, supported his ministry.
Right. Sure.
So it's a big deal in the church, you know. And I think that women are just in there, they're ready to serve. You know, when, I don't know, as a woman, maybe I'm generalizing a little bit too much, but men, when we hear it, there's something to be done, let's just do it. Let's get stuck in there. Let's make a difference, you know.
No, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
I mean, if you think of it also this way, is that, and let me maybe start by just maybe talking about three other points. Why do we serve and why do we lead? And I don't want to use the word servant leadership, because it's so sometimes a little bit messed up and people abuse it to achieve an outcome.
That's right.
But you know, just what you're saying is that when we commit to the leadership role, and hey, we know it's a massive commitment of our leaders. They make a huge impact in what we achieve here at church. But once you commit to that process, then just do it full on. You know, why do all the effort of coming here and then coming in with a bad attitude? I'm not saying they do, but, you know, just generally speaking, you know, and then doing it half-heartedly. I mean, all that effort and all that energy, you know, and like you say, in your generation, Clive, you know, do it full out. Do it for yourself. Do whatever you want to do. Which brings me to my first point, if I just in concluding, well, talking about this, is that I love John H. Patterson, the previous CEO of General Electric Company, always said this. He says, good enough is the enemy of all progress. If you think what I'm doing, well, it's good enough, you know. Sure. Don't have to put in a great effort. If it's dirty, it's fine. If it's average, it's fine. Well, you know, what do you expect from us? No, I'm saying is it should be always be in a position of excellence. So don't accept good enough, because that is the enemy of all progress. You'll never progress. You'll always stay average, and you'll think it is good enough. And so as leaders, as we lead out there, man, when you hear, just don't be just good enough. Be exceptional. And I've seen some leaders out there, I mean, especially in the last couple of weeks, that aided us and helped us with the check-in processes and everything that happens in church, and just leading the groups and being in charge of the huddles and everything else. We have some amazing leaders. So shout out to the leaders out there now.
But absolutely,
we have amazing guys. And it's because they have not adopted the attitude of it's good enough.
That's right.
They're going for excellence, and I think that's amazing.
Yeah. I love that, Pastor Johnny, so much. You know, we just finished a series now at the church. Obviously, you all know because you spoke on it, called Extraordinary Relationships. But really, it's far more than just the extraordinary relationships. It really is being an extraordinary leader in those relationships. Yeah. And your relationships are not just your marriage relationships or your partner's relationship if you're engaged or dating someone, but it is your being an extraordinary leader in the relationship. Relationships with the groups that you're leading.
Right.
Don't be ordinary. I love what you said, Pastor Johnny. You know, that good enough really is not good enough.
Exactly.
You know, we want to be, nobody likes ordinary. You want an ordinary salary. You want an ordinary holiday.
Exactly.
No, you want extraordinary.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
right.
so
you want the upgrades.
Exactly. And so really for us, and the purpose of us meeting with you as a leadership today, is so that you can move from that ordinary to extraordinary, to make the difference, to be that leader that says, I'm going to take extreme ownership and I'm going to really love on the group, influence them, make a difference in their lives.
That's true.
What would you then say, Pastor Greg? What is the three or so things in extreme ownership that one has to apply? What is the crux of that book that you've got in front of
you? Well, it's exactly, Dr. John, it's exactly what the author says. We've got to take extreme ownership ourselves. It starts with me. I can't point and say it's their fault that they didn't. I've got to look at myself.
Right.
And that's why I love the first chapter, is winning the war within.
Yes.
I've got to be honest with myself.
Yeah.
And say, listen, if I'm not good at this, I must do something about it.
Yeah.
And I can. And at Christian Family Church, there's really no excuse of not stepping up in any area. We have great Bible college College, amazing teachings in this church, awesome foundational phase where we can add value to ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you really need to do that. You need to add value. So the big thing is starting there, and everybody has to look at the man in the mirror.
Yeah.
And say, listen, hey, guy, where you're at, you're not up to speed. What are you going to do about it? Yeah. And it's those people that take that extreme ownership and look at themselves and say, I'm going to do something. Those are the people that actually make a difference.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily those are the biggest qualification. Yeah. You know, Apostle Theo has a very powerful statement about our Bible college, and he says this. He says that knowledge that cannot be applied is useless.
That's right. Mm.
So you've got to be able to say, I've got this knowledge. What am I doing with this?
That's right.
And as a leader, whether you're studying extra stuff or you're on our Bible college or you're you're doing our foundational phase, it's not just I've got the course.
Right. Yeah.
What am I doing? Am I applying that to my life so I can be better and be a person, a man or woman of influence to those around me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's really what I think this book says to me is make the difference here so you can make the difference there.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday, Pastor Greg, I went to go buy bread at the garage. And so I get out of the car and there's a piece of paper like on the paving, but it's like sort of flat. It's not like hanging. It's like right. It looks like more people have walked over it. So going into the, I saw it. So I go into the shop, but it was like just gnawing at me the whole time. Because in my mind, I'm like, but there's people out there, there's petrol attendants out there. Why don't they pick it up? Blah, blah, blah. I'm in the shop. I'm doing, and it's just like gnawing away at me. Yeah. I go pay for everything. As I come out, I walk past it. I just stopped and I said, if I don't do it, who will do it?
Yeah.
Exactly. So I just went back, I peeled it off the paving and threw it away.
Yeah.
And I think it's that kind of sense of personal responsibility.
Yes. Yeah.
I feel personally responsible for my community. I feel personally responsible for my country. I feel, and because I feel personally responsible for that, I have to do something about changing the things I don't like.
Yes.
Otherwise, I can continue to say, yes, you know, places like Alex and Tembisa and all these other places are dirty. But here I am in Glen Marais.
Yeah.
Leaving a piece of paper there because I'm going, no, it should be someone else's thing.
Starts with the small things.
It starts with the small things.
Yeah.
It starts with the small things. And so even, I just picked it up. Now again, when you do it, you want everybody to see you.
Look at me.
Well, I promise you, I just did it. I put it, and there was something inside that was right. That was the correct thing to do. And I think for every leader that's here today, there's things that you know that are you are personally responsible for those things. You know that there's that person you've maybe been avoiding texting or calling because you know they're a difficult person.
Mm.
But if you don't, who will?
That's right.
Yeah.
If we don't, who will? Yeah. And so maybe this is the encouragement. And again, like Pastor Greg said, the book is incredible. It's a great book. And if you can read, that's what it'll do. I remember when we did the course, Pastor Johnny, most of the feedback was like, yes, it hurt, but it hurt good.
Yeah.
It hurt good, you know. Mm. So personal responsibility for me, I think, is what this book speaks on. And I believe that as leaders in the church, if we take personal responsibility for people's souls, for how people are growing, whether bad or good, I think that we can see the church make a real difference in the world.
I really appreciate that. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So I want to, first of all, thank you all for being here today and just sharing these amazing leadership principles and just some awesome insight. But if I had to ask you just to leave our leadership there with one statement, one word maybe, what would that be? I'll give you a second just to think about it. What would that word be? What would that statement be that you'd say to the leaders? This about leadership. What would that be? Dr. Johnny, can I start with you?
Yeah, well, yeah. Let me do two. I'll go extraordinary. Okay. Well, you know, of course, we're talking about the fact today. We're speaking to our leaders, which we so value, which we so appreciate.
Mm.
We're speaking to our leaders today, and we want to get them also energized. And we want our leaders to know that we follow these principles.
Yes.
We use them in our day-to-day life and application. And so we're not expecting you to do something that we are not willing to do.
Mm.
But we really want you to understand that we are living in a different world. But a lot of people might ask, so the first thing is, you know, where do I start just becoming a better leader? Or what is there like a give me the five steps? There's no such thing as the five steps. But if I had to now say, do you have a method on how I should do things in life, in my business, in my society, what you were talking about? What is the method maybe? Then there's three little things that I would focus on. Number one is focus. Focus on what you do and do what you do well. Don't be involved in 25 things and do everything half-hearted. So if I'm serving at church, I'm going to do it well. Mm. If I'm singing in praise and worship, I'm going to do that well.
Yeah.
If I'm just the guy that's handing out the envelopes, then I'm going to do it well. If I'm parking, I'm going to do it well. Focus and then let your attention be there. Be present where you're at.
Yes.
I think that's very important.
Yeah.
The second thing is have a system in life. Mm-hmm. You know, not just for church, but for your life. Have a system. How do I approach life? How do I approach problems? Mm-hmm. What is the system that you have?
Yeah.
So, you know, so many people get in trouble because they don't attend to important things.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The geyser starts to leak, and I just leave it. I'm hoping it's going to come right by itself. Yeah. It's not.
Okay?
Or, you know, I'm hoping that fine is going to go away. It's not. And eventually, it just encroaches on you, and it overtakes you, and you feel like you're out of control, but you've got to have a system.
That's right.
So very important. Have a system that works for you, and it helps you to excel. Mm-hmm. I think that's important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing is, management. You must lead, you must model behavior, and you must set the example.
Yeah, sure.
So we hope that we are doing that. And hey, if anybody feels that perhaps we're not doing a good job, you know, listen, pull me aside and tell me, hey, Pastor John, I think you can improve in the area of X, Y, and Z or whatever, okay? and you know, because we all got to grow. We all got to, I've got to take responsibility, like you said, Pastor Greg.
Yeah.
So that would be one of the things that I would say, have a method.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That you apply in your life.
Yeah.
And if you do that, doesn't matter where you're at,
right.
You'll be successful.
Yeah, that's really
that's
powerful.
True.
Thanks, Dr. Johnny. Pastor Jen, what did you leave out of leadership with?
After that, I'm a little bit intimidated. But yes, I think that for me, really, you know, it's always so easy to say that we got to put God first. But, you know, family, we can intentionally do that.
Mm.
And I think that many times, you know, somebody said one time, if you want to get something done, give it to a busy person.
Mm.
And sometimes we can get kind of a little bit overwhelmed, you know, going back to your teaching, you know, we get sucked into the world system and we get busy doing things that are urgent but not important.
Mm. Yeah.
And we need to differentiate what is the difference between that thing that's urgent and that thing that is really important. The important things are the things that are actually going to change my life. And they're going to change the people around me. And those are the things I need to focus on.
Yeah.
And certainly, you know, I've got a prayer that I pray every morning. And I just say, Father, thank you for your love to me and through me.
Hmm.
Because if it's not going through me, then I'm failing.
Yeah.
You know, and if that is our will and our wish, that we really believe that God is going to be ministering through us. But it's intentional. Once again, as Pastor Johnny said, we've got to make time. We've got to put God first. First thing in the morning, first thing in the week, first thing in the month, first thing in our year. We put him first.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
When we do that intentionally, I believe that we will be the leaders that God wants us to be.
That's awesome. Amen. Thanks, Pastor Jenny. Awesome. Well, CFC leadership, I would want to leave this saying with you. Pastor Rob Thompson said this, I'll never forget, many years ago. He said this, he says, people are like elevators. They either take you up or they take you down.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, you as the leadership, you are the elevators that take people up.
Mm-hmm.
Be intentional about it.
Yeah.
When you go to your groups, when you meet, whatever it is that you're doing, be intentional about lifting the people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Encourage them. Remember ESPN, encourage them. Mm-hmm. Pray for them.
Yeah.
Share scripture and give them next steps in their walk with God. So I want to leave you with that.
Amen. So from me, my favorite statement is that nothing will change until you do. And so if there's something in your life, if you're saying, listen, I would love to be a great leader, but I just need this thing to change. If this one thing changes, I'll become a better leader. You're going to have to make that change. So for some of you, that might mean, hey, listen, maybe I need to go back, like what Pastor Greg said. Maybe I've done second year Bible college and I need to go actually do third year.
Mm-hmm.
You know you have to do that. Hey, I'm encouraging you today.
Yeah.
Go and do third year. If maybe you think you need to go to foundational, maybe you can do undercover. Perhaps you can brush up on CGS and remember what it means to be someone who speaks faith, who knows how to apply their faith. Those things will make you a better leader. And because you're starting to change, you will slowly see the world around you change as well. So to every single leader that's there today, well done for coming. You've taken step number one. Well done
Thank
for coming.
For being with us.
And as you continue to invest in yourself, I believe that your world will change.
Well, Christian Family Church leadership, I hope this has encouraged you and helping you to take next steps, helping you to take extreme ownership and be a person of influence. I believe it has. And we're looking forward to seeing the difference you're going to make in the lives of all those people that God has entrusted to you, and making Christian Family Church a place that really knows God, finds freedom, discovers purpose, and makes a difference.
Amen.
God bless you all.